In this file, you are going to be meeting a guardian that you have met before, one you've met in one of my previous files. You're going to see their door once more, you're going to see their symbol once again, and you're going to have such a good time learning even more from them, learning so much when you see them again today. So think of them, think of what you've done previously with them, and we can now begin. Sit back, relax, and just close your eyes. In a very few moments, you're going to be more relaxed than you've ever known yourself to be. I'm going to mention certain parts of your body, and as I do so, I want you to just feel that part begin to relax. Just feel that part and just begin to relax. In order to help you relax, I want you to imagine yourself in a wonderfully magical forest. It's almost nighttime, and the sky is a beautiful indigo blue. The stars are coming out, and the moon is lighting up the rich forest trees. Off in the distance, you hear the hypnotic sounds of a bubbling brook, and the crickets seem to be lulling you to sleep. And as you lie motionless, you begin noticing a wonderfully white light just above your head. This white light is the most relaxing light you could imagine. And as it begins to lower around the crown of your head, you seem to be touched with a desire and willingness to relax deeper and deeper with every breath you take. Continuing to lower now, it begins to touch your forehead, smoothing out your forehead and relaxing that space right in between your eyebrows. Now, you feel this relaxing light coming around your eyes. Your eyelids seem to become very, very heavy. So very heavy, they don't even seem to want to open. They may flutter a little bit, but that's okay. Just feel how heavy they are. And as the relaxation comes down around the facial muscles now, all the little muscles in the facial area just begin to relax. That's right. Relaxation comes further down around the mouth now. And all the hundreds of little muscles around the mouth just start to relax. So much so that the lower jawbone becomes heavy and the teeth part. The mouth may even open up a little bit with relaxation as you continue deeper and deeper relaxed. Feel this relaxation now around the lower jawbone and behind the ears so that all the little nerve endings behind the ears just seem to relax as you continue deeper and deeper and even deeper. The relaxation goes to the back of your neck now, down around your shoulders. So much tension seems to be disappearing from your shoulders now, and you feel the shoulders just begin to relax. You can even feel them drop a little. The relaxation seems to go to your backbone now, and as it goes down the spinal column, it seems to go out to the sides so that every muscle, every nerve, and every fiber in your back just seems to relax. The relaxation comes now to the small of your back and around the curve of your buttocks. This warm sense of relaxation comes to the back of your thighs now and into the hollow of your knees, around your calves, down into your heel, to the bottom of your feet, and each and every toe just relaxes even more and more as you go deeper, deeper, and even deeper. Calm, very peaceful, very relaxed. And now, if necessary, and remaining deeply hypnotized, allow yourself to shift your body however you need in order to become even more comfortable and become even more relaxed. We're going to proceed to relax the rest of you now. Starting with the throat muscles, feel the throat muscles just start to relax. The relaxation comes down around the fronts of the shoulders, down the upper arm, over the elbow, down the forearm to the hand, and each and every finger just relaxes more and more and more as you go deeper, deeper, and deeper relaxed. Just relaxing, doing so very, very well now as you continue to relax. Feel the relaxation coming back to the throat muscles, down into the chest, and all the muscles and organs within the chest now just begin to relax. This relaxation continues down to the stomach area, and all the muscles and organs within the stomach just seem to relax. This warm sensation of relaxation goes down into the thighs, over the knees, down the shin bone, across the instep of the foot, and into the foot itself, and each and every toe just relaxes more and more as you go deeper and deeper, relax deeper, and you continue deeper and even deeper, calm and very, very relaxed. Now, I want you to imagine yourself standing in this forest, and at the base of your feet is a beautiful stone stairway that leads downward into a very safe valley of relaxation. The staircase will lead you into a profound state of deep, deep hypnosis. We're going to go down these stairs now, and as I count backwards from 10 to 0, each numeral will take you 10 times deeper. 10, take that first step down and go 10 times deeper. 9, even deeper than that. 8, way down now. 7, feeling so incredibly relaxed. 6, deeper and deeper. 5, already halfway there and so incredibly relaxed. 4, leaving all your conscious thoughts behind. 3, going 100 times deeper for these last few steps. 2, relaxed to even move, feeling very calm. 1, and at this next number, you will enter this deeply relaxed state, known as deep, deep hypnosis, more relaxed and peaceful than you've ever known yourself to be. And 0. This place is the most relaxing place you could imagine, and I'll make it easier to come here and still go even deeper now. So I remind you that from now on, whenever I say the words, deep trance now, deep trance now, you will instantly return to this deeply relaxing place and go even deeper whenever the trigger is said. And whenever the trigger is said, it will simply allow you to simply go deeper, deeper down into your unconscious mind, making it easier and quicker to enter your personal trance. Continuing through that valley of relaxation, you see so many paths that you could take, but you also see me ahead of you, guiding you down a very specific path. You know that I'm here to guide you, I'm here to show you exactly what you wish to see, so you know that it's in your best interest to keep following me, to keep following along, to keep doing anything I ask of you. Walking down the path, you see the outline of a door, that familiar rectangle, with a metal knob shining in the soft light. As you get closer, you think of the guardian, what their favorite color might be. You find, as you think of it, the door matches those thoughts, matching that special color. This door, so unique to the guardian, yet becoming so familiar to you, each step you take, pulling you closer. With the image of that realm, and your knowledge of its guardian, with your knowledge of the guardian, your knowledge of their realm, the guardian's emblem shines brightly. It will be the first thing you recall, any time you wish to visit. The emblem shines, still growing stronger. When you meet the guardian, it will grow stronger. When you visit in the future, it will grow stronger. Each and every time you listen to the file, it will grow stronger. You hear the soft click of the lock, the guardian now allowing you entry. They are ready for your visit. They are ready for your greetings and the extra time you have, knowing my words have brought you back to their special door, resting in front of you now. It is now your choice to reach out to the handle, to feel the cool metal against your palm, to twist it so very gently, to push the door inwards, hearing the squeak of its hinges. The path ahead of you clear, and it is still your choice to take that first step, walking past the threshold, leading into that realm, with me following behind, closing the door behind us, your focus now completely directed on this realm and on its guardian. You enter the locker room and see the Panther once more, wearing just a jockstrap. He hasn't seen you yet as he leans down to pull up his shorts, an unblocked view of his thick, shapely ass, seeing it jiggle as he stretches his spandex shorts across it. It's stretchy yet form-fitting, the curves of his rear still clearly visible, never truly off display. He soon turns around, seeing you and smiling, saying he did not know he was putting on a private show, but hope you enjoyed it anyway, flexing his glute muscles in response. You blush softly, asking if he normally wears tight things like that. He chuckles, patting your head, saying he does like tighter clothes, but due to his recent focus on squatting and glute exercises, here his rear has been growing bigger and more powerful. He has been performing the routine 3 times a week, and today another day in that rotation, saying you're both ready for a nice long set. He is happy you can join him, and you smile back at him, saying you are happy to join, you just need a moment in order to get ready. You quickly disrobe, the Panther handing you a similar pair of workout shorts, letting you keep your shirt. Slipping them on now, you feel your shorts not as tight as his were. Knowing you will have some growing, some strength building to do in your rear to get to a size like him. And that is why you are here. Looking over again to the Panther, his strength still pushing through and clearly visible. Knowing that with hard work and all his knowledge, you will fill out your clothes in the exact same way. The Panther heads off to get 2 water bottles, one clearly his favorite color, matching the door you entered through, yours in your favorite color, so easy to tell them apart. But he tells you inside of the bottles there's more than just water. He has added a vitamin powder that provides you with more energy. It's just something the body needs, and this drink will give it. It makes the water slightly more sweet, but does not distract from the refreshment, as each sip cools you down during your intense workout. You ask him for how long he plans to work out. He says that normally time just slips away when doing repeated sets. He has a number of tasks he wants to do, but you should not feel a need to rush them. Just plan out plenty of time to work, around 2 or more hours in the day, and you will find you naturally take exactly that long. You start together, he shows you a squat, with your arms out forward, telling you to take it nice and slow. With each rep, really feel the muscles in your butt working. The mind is what makes sure your muscles are performing at their peak. All you have to do is follow and keep the focus. Saying 20 of these are how you both will start out. He then follows it up with a squat, this time his arms facing downward, spreading his legs further apart, calling it a pile squat. Slightly different muscles being worked, making sure that every part of his butt is worked out, and going for another set of 20. He then makes sure there is plenty of space around, jumping from side to side, each time landing on 1 foot, crossing the other behind, then jumping to the other. A simple exercise called alternating sides, doing 30 this time, since he has to work out each leg individually. Starting to work up a bit of a sweat, you both take a drink from your water bottles, enjoying the cooling sensation and the slight sweetness, taking just a few sips and getting ready for more. Next, he makes a space in front of him, moving one leg back, then moving it forward in a kicking motion, getting it as straight in front of him as he can, a lunge kick, doing 20 on one side, then 20 on the other. Once he finishes that set, he returns the one leg behind him as he did before, but this time quickly jumps, switching the position to the other leg, doing alternating split jumps, each repetition working the opposite leg, and doing a full set of 30. The panther then moves his right leg far to the right, bending downward a bit, using only the muscles in his rear, before pulling back up with the exact same muscles, and he repeats this process with the other leg, knowing that these are side lunges, doing a set of 20 per side. He says one more before the next break, getting down and squatting like a football player, before jumping up his paws to the ceiling, then restarting the process, a simple frog jump, working a large part of the body as he completes his set of 20. You think about getting another drink, reaching to your bottle, but the panther makes a suggestion, saying there is a water fountain nearby. You could drink from there as well. The vitamin powder needs to last for the entire workout session, and you don't want to have too much too fast. So you head over there and enjoy the cooling drink before returning, eager for more. This last set of four routines require you to be on all fours, so you get down there on hands and knees, ready to copy his techniques. First, he simply moves one leg backwards, as far back as his butt can arch it, using just the muscles in his butt to push it upwards. A donkey kick, getting a full set of 20 on each side. After that, instead of kicking upwards, he moves his leg to the side and up, like you imagine a dog doing to pee, comedically named a fire hydrant, as he does 20 for each leg. Last on his hands and knees, he mixes the two exercises, moving his leg around the pivot in his butt, first out to the side and then straight up in a circular motion, letting his butt get a full range of movement, again for 20 on each side. Last, he moves onto his back, his legs bent, allowing his back and butt to arch, slowly moving up, then resting them on the floor once more, all hot and sweaty, saying this is his last set of 30 hip lifts. Having broken a bit of a sweat, he then informs you that a true workout would be to do all you have done two more times. But he also knows that you are taking it nice and slow. He does not want to overwork you, and he suggests we stop here, knowing you have the knowledge to complete the full workout on your own after you get a breather and finish listening to the file. You plan on leaving, but he tells you to wait, telling you to get a towel, rag, or just a paper towel, and wipe down the yoga mat. Both of you got a bit sweaty, and it's common courtesy to clean the equipment after you are complete. You feel the burn already and get even more sweaty as you return to the locker room. It's now up to you. Some people just leave, while others take a shower to cool off their body, to clean off the sweat, to not worry about messing up their street clothes as well. You see these other people in various states of undress. The panther speaks softly to you, saying you can look, but do not stare, do not leer endlessly. Just show admiration, then turn your thoughts to something else or someone else. Lastly, he mentions later he plans to get a protein drink. You ask him if you should have one as well, right after the workout. He says they are nice to have, but it's just as good to get protein from a natural diet, spread throughout the entire day, not just after the workout. While the both of you are still cooling down just a little more, the panther leans forward a bit, showing off his pumped-up rear, letting you get a full view of the great work he has done, that you have done, both of you together have done. Looking that the locker room has emptied, he asks you to pat it, or maybe even to spank it. It's up to you to use as much force as you desire to show your appreciation, admiration, and enjoyment of that butt. After your swat, he lets out a primal roar, showing his enjoyment, pulling you into a very strong hug. But he's still very gentle, holding you there in his arms, though he gets some revenge, giving your butt a quick grope, to show he is happy with your progress and looks forward to it growing as well. After this last cool down, the panther says he is happy. Happy to have you over for a workout, for a chat, anytime. And also he will do his best to visit you at your own personal gym the next time you plan to work out. All you have to do is call for him. With one last goodbye, you feel ready, ready to return. Returning to the door now, I will open it for you. Turning the knob, hearing the click once more, I remind you that when you entered this place, you pushed the door into the realm. But now, I am pushing it outwards, back into your unconscious mind. Showing you now, the door swings both ways. It can open into the Guardian's realm. Showing you want to focus on the realm, focus on the Guardian. Learning more about them, learning more about what they can share, learning more about how enjoyable it is to visit. And also, the door can open into your unconscious mind, the Guardian then able to share, sharing their thoughts, sharing their teachings, sharing their gifts directly to you, knowing their personality, feeling their body, hearing their voice, deep in your unconscious mind. Whenever you keep the door open. Looking to the open door once again, seeing I pushed it out into your unconscious mind, knowing the Guardian can share anything, anytime you let them, anytime you open this door. But for now, they use the open door to wish you a fond farewell. As you walk across the threshold again, and I shut the door behind you, you look to the emblem one more time, seeing it shine more brightly than you have ever seen before. The image so very clear now, glowing in your unconscious mind, your guiding light, helping you find the door whenever you desire, for a friendly visit, for some calm instruction, for some deep meditation, for a private session. It is there now, lying in wait. Now, let all we have learned go so deep into your mind, and I will awaken you. From now on, whenever I say the words, wake up now, you'll instantly return to the awakening world, returning to your conscious thoughts, with your unconscious thoughts focusing on all we've gone over. So now I'll count upwards from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you'll be completely awake, active, and ready to enjoy. So 1, slowly getting up. 2, your body coming alive. 3, you feel yourself wake up now. 4, you completely open your eyes. And 5, you completely feel yourself wake up now. And I hope you enjoy.